This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor, Cassie McDuff. We review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning and welcome back, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
We had a lot of things happen over the past couple of weeks, including this thing called the California primary election. First of all, let's start out with the upset in the race for San Bernardino County District Attorney. Incumbent District Attorney Mike Ramos is out after 16 years as the DA.
Right, four terms in office. His reelection campaign, he was targeted by one of the acquitted defendants in the colony's corruption case. They went after him hard. I live in San Bernardino County. I received at least 10 mailers, very dirty, hitting below the belt, accusing Ramos of being responsible for a higher crime rate, fewer prosecutions, accusing him of a political prosecution in the colony's case, and accusing him of getting a job for a mistress, which Ramos has denied vigorously. Everywhere you went, you would see StopRamos.com signs. And I think it not only affected Mike Ramos, he lost rather decisively, only received about 48% of the vote to this newcomer, Jason Anderson, who, by the way, was supported by the acquitted defendants in that colony's case.
Now, you mentioned the Stop Ramos signs that we saw all over the place. Ramos is a familiar name, not just because Mike Ramos, the DA, but James Ramos, the former chairman of the San Manuel tribe, now a county supervisor, was running for a state assembly race as James Ramos, a familiar name, and he ran second.
Right. Ramos is well known to voters. He was a community college district trustee. He's a county supervisor now, and he ran for the seat in the assembly that Mark Steinnorth holds, and Steinnorth decided after James Ramos announced that he would not even seek re-election. People really expected James Ramos to do very well, and he was behind Henry Nickel. Henry Nickel is a San Bernardino councilman, not known to as many people, I would think, as James Ramos. However, that Stop Ramos campaign may have had a spillover effect on James Ramos when it was targeted at Mike Ramos. So now there will be a runoff between James Ramos and Henry Nickel for that assembly seat.
Okay. Let's talk about the county supervisor races in San Bernardino and Riverside counties. San Bernardino County supervisors, incumbents, did okay. Janice Rutherford and Kurt Hagman.
That's right. Both of them won in this top two primary county races where there anybody gets 50% plus one or more of the votes wins outright. And so both, as you say, both incumbents, Janice Rutherford and Kurt Hagman, were reelected handily. So they don't have to go to a runoff.
And in Riverside County, it was kind of a different scene. There were three seats on the ballot, two of them open seats. The one incumbent is Supervisor Manny Perez from the Coachella Valley.
He was appointed by the governor to fill that vacancy after John Benoit passed away. He has now been elected for a four-year term. The open seats, John Tavoloni not running again, Marion Ashley not running for re-election. There was quite a wide field, five candidates for Tavoloni's seat. It looks like the runoff is going to be between Eric Linder, a former assemblyman, and Karen Spiegel, the Corona mayor. Penny Newman, who I know you've had on your program.
Yes, the environmental justice activist, got pretty close to Karen Spiegel. I mean, Riverside County is still not done counting the votes, but
the registrar's office in Riverside County does warn that there are still quite a few provisional ballots and mail-in ballots or damaged ballots to count. So these numbers aren't final. I don't think they'll be certified before the end of the month. However, it does look like Karen Spiegel has edged out Penny Newman to be in that runoff with Eric Linder.
And the other race, the District 3 race, was for Marion Ashley's seat. And it looks like Russ Bogue, former state legislator, and the mayor of Calamasa, Jeff Hewitt, are the two candidates in that race.
That's right. Now, Ashley had backed his chief of staff, Jaime Hurtado, to succeed him, but Hurtado came in third. So it looks like, as you say, the runoff will be between Bogue and Hewitt.
Okay. Let's talk about the San Bernardino mayor's race. That also something of a surprise. Maybe not as much of a surprise as just an eyebrow raiser when an incumbent mayor is outpolled by a city council member.
Right. Mayor Kerry Davis had six challengers, including John Valdivia, the councilman who's basically been the opposition vote all the way through the bankruptcy process. He voted no on virtually everything. As you say, he outpolled Davis by 8 points. The other five candidates came in behind, including Gigi Hanna, the city clerk, who has won citywide elections before, but did not make a very good showing here.
In fact, Danny Tillman, the school board member, did better than Gigi Hanna did.
That's correct. And Danny Tillman's been on the school board for quite a while, so his name is known to the city voters. Yeah, for an incumbent mayor, for an incumbent of any type, to come in 8 points behind your challenger, that has to be a shock.
Yeah, it wasn't a big surprise when you looked at how much money Valdivia had raised. Valdivia raised probably more money than all of the other candidates, including the mayor, combined. And he was out campaigning and spending that money.
Yeah, and, you know, people say that he's aligned with the former city attorney, longtime city attorney, Jim Penman. So if Valdivia does make it in this runoff, you can look for a big change in the approach of the city.
Yeah, okay. And finally, let's talk quickly about the congressional races. There's not much to talk about in terms of Riverside County congressional races. All of the incumbents did fine. In San Bernardino County, however, there are a couple of interesting notes.
In the San Bernardino County High Desert, Paul Cook, the incumbent congressman who's been in office three terms, he's going to be challenged by Tim Donnelly, a fellow Republican who made it into the runoff. Three Democrats split the vote, and none of them made it into the runoff with Cook.
And Pete Aguilar, who has been on track to get into the Democratic leadership in Congress, had a surprisingly narrow win, and it wasn't even clear that he was going to win when the first votes came out.
Well, again, there's going to be a runoff, but Aguilar was challenged by Sean Flynn, a Republican, and Kaiser Ahmed, a fellow Democrat, who managed to siphon off about almost 9% of the votes. And so Aguilar came in with just a fraction of a percentage point above Flynn. So that runoff is going to be a tough race. You know, the political observers that were interviewed by The Sun and the Press Enterprise said that in this type of primary and an off-year election, that Republican turnout is usually stronger than Democratic turnout. Now, the Democrats, of course, are hoping that in November, the Democrats will turn out to vote. So we'll see if that helps them.
Yeah, Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.